Inspector Ben, good morning.
Thanks, Nathaniel, for having me on.
Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.
Now, Ben, I'd just like to clarify the cause and location of the smoke haze around Sydney these past few days.
Yeah, so what we had leading into this this week, there were some 70 burns programmed for across the state. Now, a number of those, some 50-odd, were conducted across the weekend and at the beginning of the week. But around about half a dozen of those were in and around Sydney. Now, a larger burn also burning up in the Colo Heights area, undertaken by State Forest, also fed a lot of smoke into the Sydney area. But there were ones done behind homes in places like St Ives, also the Hills area, Bobbin Head and the Blue Mountains. So what we actually saw as a result of those burns being undertaken is smoke start to settle in the Sydney Basin. But we've had very light winds over the last few days. So we've actually just seen that smoke move around the basin and hold just above the basin. Then on Monday evening into yesterday morning, we saw a very strong inversion layer. Now, an inversion layer is basically like a cap on the city over the whole Sydney area, and it pushed that smoke right down into the suburbs, and then we saw it drain all the way through the CBD. So then as the day starts to warm up, we saw it start to break, and by early afternoon, we started to see most of that smoke start to move away. But it was quite a strong event that resulted in obviously just a wide area being impacted by that smoke.
And what sort of complications arise from the smoke smothering Sydney?
Yeah, look, obviously there were reports of people, especially those with respiratory issues, having to either seek medical assistance or those also asthmatics having to take reliever medication. So there are those complications that arise. And that's why we try and provide that advice as well, well in advance of A, where the smoke's likely to settle, but B, also what people can do to just try and limit their exposure.
And what measures can homes and individuals take to minimise the health risks when there are high levels of smoke in the air?
Yeah, look, we do ask people to close doors and windows and also to have that reliever medication on hand. But also, if they are in need of medical assistance, then please seek that out. Each week, we try and provide also, or we provide a list on the RFS website of where those hazard reductions are actually being undertaken. And then also, we share, but especially those weekends where there's going to be considerable amount of burning, we actually provide also smoke plume models to give people a little bit of an idea of where that smoke might be moving around. So we share that via social media platforms as well to try and get those people to reach. But we also work hand in hand with New South Wales Health just to ensure that they're well aware and they can also provide alerts and warnings as required.
You're listening to The Daily this morning, and we're speaking with Inspector Ben Shepherd from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service about the effect hazard reduction burns they've been having on Sydney's air quality in the last few days. Now, Ben, a lot of people feel the effects of smoke in the Sydney Basin. I felt it especially. And they might feel they might be a little bit at risk. So could you tell us a little bit more about the importance of the hazard reduction burns and, well, why are they so important?
Yeah, so, I mean, Sydney itself is surrounded by bush, and we actually live in some of the most bushfire-prone land in the world. Now, what hazard reduction sets out to do is actually reduce some of that risk by removing what we know as fuel from the forest floor, and that's things like twigs and leaves and low-lying scrub as well. So that is all known as fuel, and as that fuel starts to build up, the risk is obviously there for fires to carry in that. Now, hazard reduction does not stop fires. It helps reduce the intensity. So by removing part of that fuel, there is insufficient fuel for a fire to actually then burn in that kind of fuel. And it helps reduce the intensity. So, look, it is an important part of what we do. However, the Australian bush also requires burning to actually regenerate itself as well. So we need to strike that balance between burning off for fire, burning off for ecology, but also being very, very aware that when that is undertaken, there is an impact to the broader community. So it's trying to weigh that up, trying to actually limit that amount of exposure. And we do that each week by working closely also with the BOM, looking at smoke plume forecasts, but also in New South Wales, targeting our burns. So it is actually offering protection to homes. And we do that by quite often, as we saw, especially around Hornsby and St Ives, burning right up to the back of homes.
Right, it's quite interesting, you know, the effects of this burning. But are we likely to see any more smoky days ahead for Sydney in the near future?
Look, of course it is possible. Whilst we've got this run of dry weather, we are playing a little bit of catch-up because last year what we saw is an early onset to the bushfire season, which limited our opportunities to do burning. Even as close as a few weeks ago, we saw a number of burns postponed while we saw that warm and windy days, which resulted in that fire around the Holsworthy area that we might remember. So look, it is actually taking advantage of the days when they present themselves. Sometimes we get as little as 30 days a year to actually conduct this work. But what we're currently seeing across New South Wales is extraordinary dry conditions. So in and around Sydney last night, there are reports we maybe received about 4 to 5 mil, depending of rain in some areas. That may see some burns postponed over the next few days until it dries out. But whilst we've got this run of dry weather, we need to try and undertake these burns because we may see an early onset to the bushfire danger period into next season. And in some parts of New South Wales, that could be as soon as 8 weeks away. So it is striking that balance, but it's also trying to undertake this work before it becomes too dangerous as well.
Right, that's quite interesting. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and well, thank you for your work in keeping Sydney safe as well.
No problem at all, Nathaniel, anytime.